The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Justin, what did you do this weekend? Did you do anything?
I did jack shit. I mean, I didn't even watch the fireworks. Like, I went in the hot tub and I passed out and that was it, man. It's my whole weekend.
You have a hot tub at your house?
No, I was at my parents'.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, which was kind of like a Weasley thing to do, but I was so tired. I was like, my son, I didn't even tell him about the fireworks or anything this year. I was like, yo, yeah.
Your kids didn't see nothing?
No.
Oh, wow. Dang, you're big, dude.
I know. He's probably going to hear this later in life and be like, I was so deprived.
And he's going to be gonna be the psychiatrist.
No.
Dude, but I'm always the one that takes him to the fireworks, and Courtney stays back. And, I'll watch the baby. You go take Ethan. And
what's going to be great is it's going to come up when he's like 15. He's like, Dad, you remember that one year when they canceled 4th of July?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, what are you talking about, son?
He's like, you were in the hot tub, Dad. Yeah. Passing out. You said it on my book.
Why did that happen?
Yeah. Or he's going to tell you that.
Is America still America?
Like next year, he's going to say, Dad, I hope they don't cancel 4th of July this year.
Single tier.
Dang. What about you, Adam? Did you do anything?
I'm a communist.
I trained a lot. I worked out because, fuck, dude. I guess I'll save.
Why are you guys so fucking boring? I'm expecting like these great stories.
Well, you know,
he was in the hot tub.
Well, no, here, let me.
I have
a great 4th of July story for you, though. And
of a previous 4th of July?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I was six.
You blew your dick off?
I took a bipolar girlfriend out to 4th of July, out to Tahoe.
There's only one kind of bi girlfriend you should ever take out. Yeah. And that's not the polar.
And unfortunately, I got the other one. I got the polar one. I was only for bisexual. I got bipolar.
Really happy?
I'm not a big fan
she's
of
really depressed.
4th of July
of
is...
Crazy girls?
No. I love crazy girls. I used to... So my passwords to all, you could be about 5 years ago, you could bankrupt me and get into anything that I had.
Was your password the same as your safe word?
Crazy chicks for me was my password for everything like that because I just had this MO.
Crazy chicks for me.
Yeah.
www.
I'm not a big fan of 4th of July. It's like one of the worst holidays to travel on.
You're hurting my American heart.
No. I love fireworks and I love all that stuff
Stars
like that. But
and stripes are
what about freedom? Do you love freedom?
No, I'm not related to that.
Yeah, right.
fuck.
No. And what I mean by that is I don't that New Year's. I actually become kind of a homebody now that I'm older. When I was younger, I've done all that stuff. I sound like I'm so old, right? Well, in my 20s, I used to I've done everything for New Year's as far as, and same thing with 4th of July, like all the cool places to be. And to me, they're kind of overrated. They're overpopulated. They serve fucking well drinks. Everybody and their mother has the same idea as you. So getting to there or from wherever there is a madhouse. If you're flying somewhere like Vegas, airports are ridiculous. You get to the places and they serve well drinks. They charge bajillion dollars more than what it should cost to get in there. And then you're shoulder to shoulder with everybody, right? So that's what New Year's and 4th of July I think of when I think, and I've, like I said, I've done all the places. So now I normally like just to go, I like to sit at home, dude, sit at home. My girl and I will probably go outside and we can see, some fireworks go off. And, normally maybe
sit in your rocking chair. And
yeah.
You crochet something.
I know. Am I really that bad, bro? Is it
talk
that bad?
About, your
Justin, can you get on board and agree with me here? I know.
I want to agree with you.
I mean, let's be honest.
But then I'm
going to
grow liver spots as I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? let's start talking about Tums and fucking, whatever medication we're on.
Well,
I'm
sure I'm glad one of us had a good time.
I know. I know. I saw you in the gym the next day, and you looked like you were sweating all the drugs and alcohol out of your system.
Bro, let me explain.
Please tell us.
Here, Sal.
Please,
all week it.
That's
That's a pretty
all
good,
weekend.
That's a pretty good jam. I went to my boy's house, who's a fantastic host, because we just go nuts. All my cousins were there. We brought the family, lots of kids, and we're having a good time.
Whoa, wait. Did Santa Claus come out?
Well, no. Yes, he did. It was my once a year, maybe. I don't know.
Santa Claus come on, bro. This is the coming. Trip.
No, so here's the raves. So check this out.
Wait a second. Before you start this story.
Yeah.
Do not. I don't want to hear this story. If you're going to give us the PG-13 version,
no. I'm going to tell you everything.
I want to know everything because the listeners deserve that, bro.
But this is not. This
they
is,
deserve wait, to hear everything.
This story is PG-13 because it's a PG-13
I'm glad
story.
You said that, Adam. Because I would have been disappointed.
Don't you?
No. So we get there. It's a great time.
Let me get my popcorn out.
And I'm thinking to myself. I'm thinking to myself. I was dieting along with you. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have a good time today. And I don't party very often. At all. That's why they call me Santa Claus. That's the nickname. Santa Claus is because I come out once a year. But when I do, it's usually pretty hard. So I get there, and my cousin shows up, and I tried something for the first time in my entire life. I have never used a volcano vaporizer.
That's so crazy to me.
Bro, it's worth like every... It's worth every penny. So I don't
ultra smooth. Ultra.
So
smooth.
I don't use cannabis, aka marijuana, aka the Buddha, recreationally.
Sticky, icky.
Yeah, I don't use it recreationally. For the most part, I use it at night because it helps with whatever. We've talked about this in the past. So on
that's what I tell people too, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
This is for my glaucoma. Fuck off. Yeah.
So. We just start hitting this vape, and it's like you're breathing air. It's so smooth. I all of a sudden turn into,
it's awesome air.
Yeah, I turn into Richard Feynman whenever I do anything like that. So I'm like spouting all this like crazy. Everybody's looking like I'm an idiot. He's barbecuing food. There's all kinds of food out there, and I've been dieting.
You started a cult, didn't you?
Bro, no. Oh. So I get out there, and let me just give you the rundown of the food that I ate. That day. First of all, I had a few drinks also. And the reason why I prefer recreational cannabis is because I'll drink less or I won't drink at all. And alcohol just makes you feel like shit the next day. With weed, the next day you feel whatever. Fine. So I start off with a sausage. Okay? And I love me the sausage meat. You know what I mean, right, Adam?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm a big sausage guy.
So
sausage
I eat it
in your face.
So I eat it.
I actually hate pork, but I don't know why I said that. I fucking hate pork.
Well, you weren't talking about the kind of sausage I'm talking about. I like the pork sausage. You like
beef.
Yeah. No. You like my sausage. So I crush this.
Vienna sausage.
So I crush this sausage, and then the appetite kicks in hard.
Pequeño.
Hard, bro. So then I proceed to eat probably a pound worth of tri-tip flank steak, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to eat barbecue and vegetables. This way I kind of blunt the damage I'm going to do to myself. So I do that. Then I eat a shitload of broccoli because I'm like, I can feel I'm about to go on the binge. So I eat a whole bunch of broccoli. I'm like, this will stop it. No, because we went back in the garage, did some more volcano, come back out, and I had 3 Rice Krispie treats, a cookie, chips and guacamole. I had s'mores. I had a donut. I swear to God, this is all there.
There was a donut there? These are random. These
a
are,
fucking donut.
This is a great dirty. Party, bro. What yeah, party bro. Has a donut, Rice Krispies, sausages?
You get, wow.
Bro, I had a cookie.
And a volcano. I like this guy already.
I had a cookie, then I ate a bunch of
Hostess
fruit.
Twinkies.
And I'm walking around like painfully like full, but I'm still eating. Like I'm not stopping. So this is going on all night. We're just eating most people are drinking. We're using the volcano, having a good time. Well, my buddy brings out his contraband fireworks. Now, for those of you that don't know, we live in, Northern California. Fireworks are prohibited 100%. Not even a sparkler. You can't even have a sparkler. So this fucking dude, right? So we're in his backyard. He's got a big pool. And behind it is like some trees and shit and like some rocks. So he decides that's a good place to fucking light up fireworks. So
it's as good a place as any.
Sounds logical.
So they bring out all these fireworks, bro. And I have never in my life seen mortar shells go off like right in front of me. Do you know what I'm talking about? So I've never seen this.
Yeah.
It's the metal tube and you like drop what looks like a bomb in there. Yeah, yeah. It goes up, boom! It
shoots way out.
And then
there.
He's setting off like these fountains, but he's doing like four at a time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it. You got to compile that.
He sets
explosion.
His palm tree on fire, bro.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
On fire. Because everybody's drunk or, you know, stoned. We're like, the tree's on fire. The tree, like, nobody gives a shit. Like, and we all applaud. Everybody's getting buckets of water, and they finally put it out and continue the firework show. Like, nobody stopped. Nobody freaked out. Yeah, it was so it went like that. It went like that till about midnight, and I ended the evening with, that's when I ate the s'mores. They brought out s'mores out of the oven. You know what they did? They got chocolate chips. So check this out. Bro, I ate like a 13-year-old girl at a slumber party. That's what I did.
That's what you were.
Chocolate chips. Then you put marshmallows on this in like a glass Pyrex, whatever. Put it in the oven. Let that shit melt. Bring it out. Then you have like graham cracker. They look like biscuits, and you just dip them in there like it's freaking a dip.
Oh, I heard about this.
Bro.
Sounds like diabetes you had this weekend.
I just got diabetes.
I think you did.
Right now. I have it today from this weekend.
So how did you feel the next morning?
And you simultaneously had an orgasm.
And everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the place. So I...
Joygasm.
Yeah. The next day, I woke up, and I felt like shit. I went to the gym, worked out. I think you saw me. Oh, so check this out. So I got
life beater and all.
So I got
always easy to find him in the gym. The only guy still wearing a wife beater.
Bro, you know why I wear a wife beater?
Yeah. Why? Because you look big as fuck in it.
That's exactly why I wear a wife beater.
You look big as fuck in
That's
it.
That's the only thing I wear where I look big.
I know.
You know what I mean?
My girl's
Italian like, guys love those wife beaters.
That's Sal, hon. He's not big. He just looks big. He's wearing a wife beater. He's far away.
Yeah.
Wait till he stands next to me, hon.
It's true. It's true.
Well, hey, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I'm
so,
not a dick. I didn't say that.
No. So anyway, remember when that time I warmed up with your max deadlift? So what we're going to...
Touche, motherfucker. Touche.
Up in your mouth. So I got a little secret, right? So you're going to eat like that. You know, you're not going to gain body fat till later. It takes like 2 or 3 days later. So you might be able to make up for a little bit with fasting and stuff like
you're
that.
You're going to diarrhea anyway.
But, yeah. There was definitely a shitstorm, but you hold a lot of water, right? The next day you wake up and you're bloated as hell. My wedding ring was. So here's what I did. I drank in the middle of that. I drank dandelion root tea, and then I drank it again at night, and then I drank it again the next morning. Dandelion root is a fantastic natural diuretic. So the next day, expecting to weigh an easy 4 or 5 pounds of just bloated, you know, water, I weighed like half a pound heavier. And I didn't look that bad the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. Dandelion root tea, bro.
Now, were you,
how did that taste?
Going into that weekend, like were you pretty low? Have you been staying pretty low going into that?
So this, you want to know what a dick I am? So I knew it was a pool party, right? I'm sure you do the same thing because, you know, all my boys are going to be there, right? So I was dieting hard. I depleted, and then I carb loaded a little bit beforehand because I wanted to look as, you know,
as full
as badass as possible for no reason. I'm at a party. I'm at a fucking 4th of July party.
Sure.
With family. I depleted and carb loaded to go to the
check
party.
Check this out, grandma.
Fucking, bro. Whatever, dude. I do that shit all the time for sure.
Yeah, so.
It's
yeah,
the Poe show.
But I'll tell you something. That was probably close to the highest I've ever been. I was in another plane.
So,
it's not the highest I've ever been, but it was close.
I didn't want to interrupt you while you're talking, but I actually you reminded me of something because I'm a big fan of Volcano. We used to, our cannabis club used to have a Volcano bar, and we had
Doug. Can we get one for here?
I think if we all vote on it. Fuck yeah, put it on the card.
We need to get it, dude. Because
put it on the mind bump card
because it's like something different. I don't want to do anything else. I have a vaporizer at home. Well, that's what I use. But it's garbage compared to
that. I'm interested to see. Okay, so here's, and hopefully you'll nerd out on this now that you've experienced this. Part of why I had three of them, and I actually gave them all away because I stopped using them so much. Personally,
You gave away your Volcano.
Yeah, I did. I gave them all away. We had a great deal. In fact, if you remind me before we buy them, I have to look up the guy who I had a great connect with them. So anyways.
Yeah, because they retail for like $500.
Yeah, they're expensive. And I was getting them for like two something. so anyways, we
sell them on the mind pump.
It's a different, it's a different high for me.
It's a very clear.
It's cool. And it's very cool when I haven't done it in a long time. I really get a kick out of it. But I don't know what it is. I kind of miss, to me, there's nothing compares. And of course, I've smoked all different ways.
Blunt.
No, I'm not a blunt guy.
Joint?
Yeah, joint.
You know why?
Blunt, because blunt. If I do blunt, you get the tobacco and you get the, that, and just harsh, no, I hate harsh that, on your throat. That's too like much. That. Yeah, no.
You know what the difference is? This is the difference. When you smoke marijuana, you, and this is anecdote, okay? But if you talk to anybody who's ever done both, they'll probably attest to this. Yes, you are inhaling a lot. You're inhaling a lot of, you know, particulate matter. You're inhaling combusted material. When you vaporize, you know, most of that is eliminated. It's just the cannabinoids that have been. So that's why it's better for your lungs and better for you.
See,
but what happens is when you smoke, you get stoned. When you vaporize, you get high. It's different. Well, stoned is the numb, like, you know, where I'm baked. I mean, you know, I'm sitting in my chair.
Which is what I like. I like, because I use mine. I do. I'm serious. But that's why I don't smoke till at nighttime.
So you like bong hits?
I do. Like, I actually, I have a very nice bong. And I pull it out every once in a while, you know. But I typically, it's just easier for me to keep a joint rolled at the, you know, next to my bed. So my girl keeps me at least a joint rolled I smoke about a quarter of a joint. So it takes me 3-4 hits. And I've mellowed out the way I want to. And like you're saying, I guess maybe that's what it is the volcano gives me like this hyper fun high type feeling. I always thought it had something to do with the amount of oxygen that you're taking in at the same time that you're taking in this marijuana. Because you're taking this huge bag and you're drawing all this in versus when I take a little joint puff, it's like, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? You're not drawing in a bunch of other...
No, it's because you're stoned. It's you're more numb. You're more, you know, out of it.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you. That's why I was very curious to if maybe you can. And you know, we're not going to take your half ass answer right now. I'm going to expect you to go back and do some research and bring Nerdy Sal out.
Sure.
I think I believe there has to be a difference. I can tell you I can from somebody who had a cannabis club and used to do this all the time. You know, compare I was on a kick for a while and I thought it was cool. I loved introducing it to people. It was so smooth. I mean, there's nothing like drawing that in and feeling like you're not,
you're breathing air.
It's like, Justin did give a great analogy. It's like smoking a hookah, the way the hookah smells. Like if you were a non-tobacco smoker and you tried to hookah, it's so smooth. You don't even feel like you're smoking tobacco. the volcano is a very similar effect, and it is nothing compared to like those little box vapor. So if you have like a regular vaporizer, like a pen vaporizer, a box face,
not even, it's not the same.
Not even, no. The volcano is much, much smoother, much, much nicer. Hence why it's freaking $500-$600. So,
but it's crazy to me how, you know, and we had sativas in there obviously because we don't want to, you know, fall asleep, but sativas make me eat. Indicas typically don't do that, but the sativas. So and that's why I had that weird mishmash of food. You're the opposite. You indicas make you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the craziest thing you've ever eaten because you've been?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh. God.
Or how about just like what's the highest you've ever been? I want to hear about that.
I'll tell you. Just the other night, this happened to me. So
I ate a bag of Top Ramen dry.
No. Oh. So okay. So first of all, let me back up a little bit and start by saying that anytime I get off a show, I have a list of things that I really enjoy and I'm all about balance in my life. I'm not going to not have these things. I like them, but I'm also not going to let it take control of my life and it be in my life all the time. So here's my list of things. I love chips and guacamole. So I've got to have a day where I get that in there. I love Cinnabon. I got to get a Cinnabon in there. What? I love red velvet bundt cakes. It's got to be from nothing bundt cakes, red velvet cake. I got to have a big old stack of pancakes with peanut butter smeared all over them. I got to have a huge yogurt, you know, and I actually take frozen yogurt and I take a Reese's peanut butter cup protein from Quest. And I crunch frozen ones crunched up in my frozen yogurt.
You're like a pregnant woman.
Well, listen, those are all my things. So I have now. Oh, and I have to do one day of pizza. So since the show, I've pretty much done one of those every day. Now, the other night, so the Cinnabon was two nights ago, and I hadn't had this yet. And my girl goes, well, hon, you know, we can actually make them home. I'm like, no, I want the real thing.
Yeah.
She's like, no, they actually have the Cinnabon stuff at the Safeway, and it's like the same thing. I'm like, get out of here. She's like, yeah, we got to go to Safeway anyways. We got to pick up the lettuce wrap shit or whatever. So we're like, okay. So we go, and we go pick up these, and sure as shit, they come in these 4-packs. And it's branded the Cinnabon, you know, it's like the Cinnabon.
You just put them in the oven?
Yeah, you put them in the oven and it has the stuff that goes over, you know, the cream.
Well, your life is ruined.
So I was like, my God, this is awesome, right? So, and it comes in a little, not little, it comes in a big 4-pack because, you know, these things are monsters, right? And so we pick them up And we get home and for dinner, we had lettuce wraps. So we do lettuce wraps with turkey. So basically like tacos, but we use lettuce wraps. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot lower on carbs and calories. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have that. And then I'm gonna enjoy my Cinnabon later on, right? So my girl throws them in the oven, and this is like 8, 9 o'clock at night. So of course I'm sitting with my feet up, I'm watching my ESPN and I'm smoking my joint. And it's the weekend, so I typically, like I told you guys, I have 2 or 3 hits. Well, on a weekend, I might smoke a whole joint to my dome. So I sit down and
to the dome.
Yeah, so I'm burnt.
Bob Marley over there?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, it's a weekend, bro. I don't have to function or articulate or talk on a fucking radio show. So
you go to sleep afterwards.
I don't need to be sober. There's nobody I need to impress at home. You know, my girl loves to see how stupid I get when I get high. So she really encourages it.
Here's the fruity
it's
pebbles.
It's the only time, and I'm gonna talk some shit right here. So when she hears this, it's the only time where she's ahead of me. Otherwise, I'm always steps ahead. Otherwise, I'm 2 steps ahead of her. But then she loves to just take advantage of that situation. So of course, she's, you know, she never stops me from smoking like that. So I finish this joint, and then we're gonna go upstairs, and she's gonna massage me. And before we massage, I'm gonna have my Cinnabon. Well, she's like, well, I just want a bite of one. And I'm like, well, if you're going to have a bite of one, then I'll finish the rest of yours. So go ahead and grab one for you for that. And then I put one on my plate, and then I'm like, if one's not enough, I may as well do two of these. And then I'm like, well, what am I going to do, leave one?
Yeah.
Like, that's stupid. Yeah.
You just start closing yourself.
So I ate 3 3/4. Those fuckers.
All at once?
Yeah, bro, one sitting. And it was like fast too. It wasn't even, like the first one I inhaled, bro. Like it was 2 bites and it was down. I was like, okay, I'm going to try and savor the flavors on these other ones. So, but I mean, I don't know. What's that? I think I calculated it out. I think it was like 2,800 calories worth of cinnamon rolls.
Of just
you just
pure
like
sugar.
That it's kind of like gooey jizz.
Oh, dude, I just, I'm not sure if that's what's out. Going through my head when I'm eating it, but. I do.
He's like, it looks good, but it doesn't taste good.
It's just savory.
So you're not big. Neither one of you guys are big Cinnabon fans.
I've never had one.
When I was like 13,
never had one.
I've never had one.
Oh, bro, we're gonna when we get the volcano here. I'm gonna bring us each a Cinnabon. We're gonna volcano.
Bro, I'll get freaking Crohn's disease immediately off that shit. I'm not gonna touch. No, you know what? I don't even crave that kind of stuff. I crave things like salty.
Yeah,
I don't crave sweet.
I don't see
all.
Me.
I have bacon and cheese on like
you're,
a pile.
You're
this
a dairy
high.
Guy.
Bro,
like
I'll
dairy.
Put salt. Ugh. I'll put salt on bacon. That's how much I like salt.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
My girl's totally a dairy guy.
My girl's salt. Her thing. So alcohol and like margarita type stuff and salsa and chips. Like that's her like what she wants whenever.
Bro, butter for me. I buy the Kerrygold, that grass fed butter.
Yeah,
that is the
put
devil.
Your coffee.
That's the devil, bro. I put that on everything. You know what I ate the other day?
Let me tell you. You know I don't even. I don't use butter on anything.
Bro, I'm about to introduce you to something that sounds disgusting but is actually delicious. You've eaten chips with like cheese on them, right?
Of course.
Right. Everybody's done that. Put some butter on a chip.
Oh my God, bro. I would never do that.
It's so delicious, bro.
I bet it is, bro. Butter is just straight fat. No,
dude, that is a stoner idea.
It's good.
If I've ever heard of one.
No, I'm sober when I do that.
Oh, it hurts my stomach.
But you did it first when you were stoned.
No, I did it first when I'm sober. I did it.
What
bro,
gave you the
when
idea?
When I was a kid, I used to sneak in the fridge. No joke, and I would take a bite out of a stick of butter.
Oh my God.
And bro, my mom would find a fucking bite in there and be like,
we have to stop this episode right
you
now.
Know
you're going to give people a fucking heart attack just listening to this, dude.
Butter's good for you, dude.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, remember way back to our cholesterol talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I rub it all over Justin's nipples.
He does.
Justin.
Now we found that it's healthy.
It's not bad for you, but I want to hear about a time Justin got blazed. Since he never really does that.
These are my favorite episodes. Talking about getting high. No, woo!
No. I want to hear. He gets all weird.
So controversial.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Tell us about the time you took too much ecstasy. Want to hear about that?
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
It's like a very infrequent. I just like to put that out there. But, I mean, for me, the only time it's really been bad is when I've already been drunk and then was like, oh, yeah, I'll smoke, no problem. And then it's like I'm seeing into the future. I'm like, one time I was at one of my friend's house and I was at this party and I ended up just – I got so blazed out of my gourd. I was trying to sleep and I couldn't sleep and I kept like running this thing in my head like the whole night like – I knew when I was going to die. And I was like, and I knew I was just like out of my mind, you know? And I was like, oh my God, you know, I started breathing real hard. I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to be in a car crash. I'm going to go right through the windshield. I'm going to fly like,
wow,
10 feet away from the car. I'm going to roll down this hill and I'm going to die.
And you wonder why he doesn't like to smoke.
Yeah. So ever since then, I've been like, I'm going to take it easy.
I'll pass.
I'm going to take it
easy. I'll take some cocaine though.
Yeah. Please pass the coke. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can we talk about hard drugs like that? What is the craziest thing you've seen or done?
Oh, I've never done any hard stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into anything that's hard.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're not. None of us are. We wouldn't be. We wouldn't be functioning and successful. I mean, oh, by the way, I happen to be a major heroin addict.
I love health and fitness. At the same time, it's weird. Yeah. It's really weird.
A little heroin on the weekend is not a big deal.
No.
Helps me relax.
Wrap it up.
What is it? So I'll never forget my first time. The first time I saw ecstasy, cocaine, and what else was there? I was all on the same day. I was at a bachelor party when I was 22-ish. I was somewhere around there. And I was in Vegas, and I roll up to this place, and I was like the last guy to get there. There was like 12, 13 guys already there. And literally, there was like the glass table, and there's 12, 13 dudes just like sitting around couches, tables, and stuff like that around this glass table, and like, every drug was on the table.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everything. Dude. Everything was on the table. And I was just like, whoa.
You're like, I'm at the wrong party.
Well, yeah. And at this time in my life, too, I'm like super straight arrow. So this is even before cannabis in my life. So I'm like, they were passing a bottle of Dom. And so I was drinking the alcohol. I was cool with that. But I looked, most of the pills, I didn't even know what the fuck they were. I'm like, what? I'm asking my boy, I'm like, what is that? What is this? What is that? Big old amount of cocaine, everything. I thought, wow, this is how the party was started, bro. I just got there. Literally off the plane and just showed up. I'm like, whoa, this is going to get pretty wild.
Well, then you just sit back and like watch and like escape when shit gets
fly
crazy.
On a wall. Yeah. Make sure you have your doors. Yeah,
and I think part of what memorized. Kept me, what I'm lucky, I feel like I'm lucky that I always hung out with guys that were older than me. So even when I was like a teenager, my friends were 5-10 years older than I was. And so I got introduced or saw things at an early age. And because of that, I saw a lot of guys do a lot of fucking stupid shit and lose a lot. Like I had buddies that like lost their homes and their marriage and been in rehab forever. And like, I'm talking like good ass dudes that had their shit together, things going their way. And then I just watched them fucking their whole life turn around because of drugs. So it's always kept me like in check. Like even, and I'm the first one, I'm like super not anti anything.
Yeah, you do whatever you're gonna do.
Yeah. And I'm somebody who's open-minded enough to probably experiment and try a lot of different things, although I haven't done a ton, but I've done
we know about your experimentation.
Yeah. No, so I've done my fair share of stuff, and you know, but what it's been great about it
of Dr.
is, no matter how fun anything that I've ever messed with or tried, no matter how fun it was or how much I liked it, I never like revisit it on a regular basis. Like, hey, just because that was a good time doesn't mean it's a good idea for me to do that when I get back.
You know what fucks me up? I'll tell you what messes me up. The reason why I don't party that often is I value my workout so much. I cannot stand having shitty workouts afterwards.
That's why I don't drink.
And it ruins me. Like,
I'd rather do other drugs.
Exactly. Well, cannabis is, you know, like I said, I use so little for, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. It doesn't really even, you know, I don't even really get, I don't even feel high, okay? But I don't like to do anything that where the next day or the 2 days after when I go to the gym, I have a shitty workout. For me, I could give a shit about however much fun I'm going to have if it's going to fuck with my workout.
I 100% agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Anything that makes me feel like, ugh, the 2 to 3 days later, that's the type of shit that you're okay with when you're like 19 years old. When you're 19 and like your goal, and I don't know what you guys were like, but from 17 to 20, was the most amount of drinking I ever did in my life. Like I did more drinking in 3 year window than I've done from 20 to 35.
Well, see, you gotta get it out of your system too, I feel like. And I don't know. And I guess that's like, we talk about, you know, taking drugs and all this kind of stuff. Like it just doesn't have that kind of appeal like it would if you're, you know, in that sort of phase in your life where you're just like reckless and you got like, you don't have these responsibilities. Yeah, you're not focused, you know, and you're not like hungry for the end of this goal, you know, to come. And that's why I feel like, you know, yeah, whatever, you know, people do the drugs and whatnot, but it's like,
Well, I feel like at that age, you kind of do it. You kind of drink a lot when you party because you're young and you don't really know how to party. Like, you know what I mean? Like you go out and you're a little anxious and you're at a bar and you're like, I need a few drinks to loosen up and have a good time. Yeah. Whereas, you know, you're 35 years old.
You don't know how to be yourself completely. Yeah, I'll walk in around people.
Yeah, like 35, we walk in, I could drink freaking waters all night and I'm going to have a good time. It's not a big deal.
I think it was more like, for me, it was more like when you're it's just new. You know, and it's just so cool. It's so different. You know what I'm saying? To be drunk, and you've never been drunk in your whole life when you're a 16-year-old kid, and you act silly, and you're goofy.
That's what I mean. It makes you can party.
Yeah.
But like you can act goofy. You act goofy as fuck all the time, and you don't drink. You know what I'm saying? You don't need it.
It's the repercussions.
My bad.
Yeah. It's forever.
Brain damage.
Yeah, forever screwed from all that. It's...
Well,
said it was from all the head trauma from football. That's my go-to.
Have you guys ever been to like a rave or something where there's a lot of people who are doing a lot of ecstasy?
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
I'll tell you something right now. If you had to pick
some characters,
if you had to pick like a hard drug to be around, that would be the one to be around because you feel
they're
like
hugging on you,
dude. Huh? People bump into you like, hey man, it's all right, bro. Let me give you a hug.
Let me shimmy my way out of this one.
Yeah. And you're just like, this is crazy. Like, everybody's really nice.
Let's
right
hold
now.
Hands. Let's party.
Yeah, except, you know, if you're in a crowd of, like, drunk people, you know there's going to be some douchebags that want to throw down. I guess weed, of course, if everybody's stoned. You know, unless you're dressed up like a Dorito, no one's going to really bother you.
But stoned people can be boring, too, though.
Ooh, like, Cool Ranch.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to be...
Cool Ranch Doritos, fight you.
I had buddies that, like, they get high, they, like, sit in a corner, you know, just quiet.
By themselves.
Yeah, all by themselves, just hides a kite, just put them, like, okay, this is a lame party, I'm out of here. I never liked going...
Dude, I was just like, okay, you know, this place, this club, whatever, is great and all, but I want to go play Super Mario Brothers.
So, you know, it's funny you just brought
Am
up...
Am I alone?
It's funny you just brought up video games because someone said something a minute ago that reminded me of that phase of my life. It wasn't until I was in my late 20s that I finally give up the video game addiction.
Yeah.
And if you were to ask me in 25 to 28 range, when I had my house doing big things already, fucking things are cool. And you were to ask me like, Adam, when are you going to grow out of this video game phase? I would have said, you fuck off. I'm doing this till I die.
Well, you brought up with the girlfriends, like that was like a deal breaker.
Oh
right?
I have like multiple stories of launching girlfriends over because they thought they were going to come in and change that lifestyle. I mean, like to me, like nothing beat hanging out with my two best friends and mucking out on video games for like 5 hours straight.
Yeah.
And I guess the transition for me, and I had older buddies that kept telling me too, like, bro, give up the fucking video games. And I'm like, no, bro, I'm sorry you don't like them anymore. Why? They're fucking cool, bro. Have a good time doing it, right? Doesn't screw my workout up the next day. At one point, like this light bulb went off when I started like computing like the amount of time, and I thought, man, I'm pretty successful with, 16 hours a day. Imagine if I gave myself 20, because four of it's slotted for video games. What could I do? What kind of books I could knock out? What kind of other job? I could start a whole little side business, you know? And I think that when I became even more hungry for money or being successful, I think at that point, and, you know, it was tough because, like I said, I was, and especially for me, I was way ahead of my friends. I was successful at a younger age than they were. And so I felt like, hey, I got this shit all figured out. You know, I'm playing my video games like I want. I got my house. I got things going for me.
You don't play them anymore?
Not at all. I haven't. And if I do, I probably played once.
I like miss them.
I've played once in like over a year.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you've got boys. You're going to end up playing them again.
I know. I can't wait. Actually, I got...
You know, video games are different now, though.
You know what? Yeah, you know it's going to suck for us. You know that, right? Because I'm sure you, just like me, you were probably really good because you played a lot.
Yeah. Oh, they'll beat you.
Yeah, and they're going to be... the games are going to be so advanced. And like,
well, dude, that's why I'm like... I already kind of started down this trail of him playing video games a little bit. And so I'm downloading all these old school games like Mega Man.
Just to beat him on.
Yeah, and like Metroid. And I'm just like schooling him. Oh, you know, here's where you want to go on the map.
This is for you, son.
Son. Wait, give me the control.
Yeah. Dad, it's my turn.
Yeah. How hard is it? Have you ever played with your kid? How hard is it not to just grab it and be like, let me do this?
My son is a genius on the freaking video games.
There you go.
He's a wizard.
No, you didn't mention it. Did you not play video games very much?
I stopped playing video games 16, 15. Now, I'll play them if I'm, you know, with a bunch of guys and we're hanging out. I might play them, but it's just not... It's fun for me when there's other people there. If I'm by myself, I won't play video games.
I'm the same way. I don't.
I just feel like a loser.
I don't play with myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd rather watch TV. But, I know it's weird, but.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would rather do something like that, watch something that I enjoy watching, or read a book. You know, that's kind of like, that's what it is.
That's your book time. I know.
Yeah, I think that's at one point that switched over, and then I never looked back. And you know, every now and then I probably do. I mean, let me tell you, I had some fun times. I used to love meeting up with my two childhood friends, you know, and we would like muck for a weekend, bro. I'm not kidding. We would order like pizza. We'd eat pizza and fucking Coke, drink Coke all fucking, that's all we do. There'd be like fucking 40 empty Cokes in the room.
25-year-old
and,
guy.
Oh, right. And we would be in our, and of course, see, this, what was great about being 20 something and having successful jobs and doing this was, of course, we're playing on a fucking 60-inch TV with surround sound.
That's exactly what we did.
Oh, dude.
When the Wii came out, dude, we're all bowling and drinking.
Yeah,
and,
dude. We were
doing
it upright, man. Yeah. We
didn't even go to the bars anymore.
I had bought a.
Oh my god! You got degenerates.
My master
totally like 100%.
Check this out, bro. My master bedroom, and this is why I did it, was for video games and movies. I'm a movie buff.
I bought his big screen off of him so I could play video.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
So you remember what I did after you bought that?
I got a bigger one, and it was flatter. I put
I put a fucking 100-inch projection screen in my master bedroom, so I had 100
for video games.
I had 100-inch projection screen. I had surround sound all set
that
up.
That is video game porn.
And yeah, and it was just like you lay on my, and I had this big old couching bed. I had the perfect master bedroom for it because it was a really long room. I had like, it was like 20.
Adam's like playing
long.
Tomb Raider.
Bro, it was so sick. They blacked the room out.
It was all dark.
We used to muck out of there all day long, bro. Wasted hours for sure.
Oh, total waste.
So if you're listening to us right now and you are a mad video gamer, okay, and I know we have some for sure because it's so popular.
This is the least productive podcast we've done.
Well,
what are we talking about? We talk about drugs and video games.
Hopefully somebody gets the message here. You know what? There's nothing wrong with it, but 0.0%. At one point in your life, if being financially successful becomes more, and you can do both.
You know what, dude? There's kids. Have you seen these kids now? Yeah. Video games have gotten so big.
Hey, bro, do not encourage what I'm trying to say. Go the opposite way. You can make $1 million by fucking giving. Yeah, that's why some of these kids do that. That's their comeback. Like, well, maybe one day I'm gonna go to the Madden Super Bowl and win.
Yeah, you're right. The Major League Gaming.
Yeah, there is.
They make. Million a year. Like, they make more than like NFL players.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
It is.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
But it's huge.
It's also a very small
business. Well, you know why? Because they're all going to be flying the drones and killing us all, you know, in a couple of years, right? You guys know that.
Bitch, right? It's all part of the plan.
Oh, yeah. There's a movie out right now about that.
Skynet.
Is there a movie out about that right now? There is a movie out.
Terminator.
No.
I just watched that. It was pretty good.
Oh, you did? That was good.
It was good.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It's not brand new. It's like on DVD right now.
Yeah, he like controls like this whole fleet against this alien attack.
Yes.
I saw that.
My kind of movie.
I saw that. It's like a kid's, kind of like a kid's movie.
Yeah, it was. It's sci-fi, but
I didn't watch it, so I just saw the previews.
It was okay.
Reminded me. So Terminator was good. It looked terrible.
Terminator was good, dude. Look, the first one.
This is great because you know what? What's great about this that you're saying this, because I'm a huge movie buff, so I'm going to totally criticize you if I go watch this. And so,
No. I am a fucking movie fanatic.
We are about to find out.
Well, you liked Ex Machina.
Ex Machina was fucking brilliant. Yeah. Now that's a brilliant movie.
I still need to see that.
The new Terminator is popcorn movie. It's fun. You sit there and you eat popcorn.
The new Jurassic
Park.
It's
not a stupid movie, but it'll entertain you. And Arnold does a good job in it. And it's Arnold, right? I'm going to watch whatever he's going to be in.
Have you seen my movie collection before?
All your porn?
You saw the porn, yeah.
Of course.
Long Dong Silver. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have a pretty big movie collection, dude. I'm a huge movie buff.
Taiwanese.
So, and so are all my two best friends. And we're like, we will get in the longest debates about what's considered a good movie and what's not a good movie.
A good movie for me needs to either change my paradigm or make me feel totally different afterwards.
Oh wow, okay, that's powerful.
There's entertaining.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not, bro.
That's like Memento, right there.
Great movie.
Yes,
great
hits
movie.
You in
great
the cock.
Movie. Great movie, right what? There.
It hits you in the cock.
You're like, oh, yeah. I like a movie. So what I like is a movie I can't predict.
Ex Machina. Ex Machina or Machina, however you pronounce it.
I know, I don't know.
That one will, at the end, you're going to be like, fuck.
Sweet. I love that. That's so a movie that I can't figure out, I love.
Yeah,
that's
that was good.
Like Gone Girl. Did you guys see that?
Great
What's
movie.
That one with
Another great movie.
I can't believe I can't remember the name right now. The one with Jim Carrey. It was actually a serious movie.
Yes. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was
We used a clip from the ending of that song for.
I'm about to look it up tonight.
When I was in the band, we used like a little clip from that as like this like real depressing ass song.
You bro, Adam, that movie's brilliant.
I didn't hear that. We're gonna watch that movie. She hates movies that are like that though. I love those movies, and she wants the happy ending every time. I'm like, dude, that's a lame movie. If it's happy,
a happy ending, I don't think so.
It's not sad.
It's kind of just like meh.
It's definitely you'll definitely feel different.
Have you guys seen Arlington Arlington Road before?
No.
One of my favorite movies. Yeah. Go watch that movie. Yeah. Tim Robbins, Arlington Road, and it'll fuck it. You guys will both really enjoy it because it's got some cool political bullshit in there and stuff like that, and terrorist shit, and it's got a killer twist to it. You guys will like that movie. Go watch that movie.
You see the new Rocky coming out?
Yeah, dude, I feel like they're overdoing
another
these.
One.
No. Hold on a second.
Let me tell you why. I was afraid about Terminator. He fights himself in it, right?
No,
Adrian already died.
So I watched it because my brother wanted to watch it. My son wanted to watch it, and I thought I was gonna be stupid, but whatever. I'll go watch it. It's Arnold. Whatever. They actually do a good job of explaining all of it. Like I thought to myself, like, how are they gonna explain Arnold looks so old? You know what I mean? How are they gonna explain that in the movie? Well, they do explain it.
I
don't want to ruin the movie, but he's basically been around for a long time, the same Terminator, and the human flesh ages. The machine doesn't. So that's how they explain the age away. So I was satisfied with that. That made sense for me in a movie that is obviously fantasy. I love picking apart movies for stupid shit.
I know.
Aliens would never use lasers that are green. You know, some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, they just like make things up. Yeah. Like,
but the new Rocky.
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Ah.
So Rocky 1 and 2, brilliant. Rocky 3, stupid.
Whoa, Rocky 3 is not stupid.
Stupid, bro. Where he fights freaking Mr. T.
It is just dude. No,
that was the dumbest Rocky.
It wasn't the best one.
I'll give you that too. Rocky 4 is the best Rocky.
Rocky 4 in terms of a movie wasn't the best, but in terms of like a movie that you want to watch over and over.
Oh, yeah, the motivator.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, 1 is the best because it sets the storyline.
But see,
great.
People think
one is the best.
It's a love story. It's not a boxing movie. It's a fucking love story.
Well, it tells like real. It's real.
It's though. Real
yeah.
is good.
It's real, yeah, very real.
But anyway, the new Rocky is about Apollo Creed's son, and Rocky trains Apollo Creed's son to fight. So the storyline sounds good.
Okay,
and they're gonna call it Creed.
Okay.
See, that sounds all right.
I'm interested. I'm interested. You sold me on watching it.
Yeah, we should do it. We should do a weekly. Yeah. We should do a weekly movie review.
We should. I didn't realize you guys were such movie buffs. I'm down.
I totally watch it secondhand. But
well, you know what we need to do. This is what we should do. So here's my movie. We should all we all gave one. You guys, I'll give.
Yeah, I got Jurassic Park. I just saw
that was awful. Don't say you like that.
Dude, it wasn't bad.
It's a fun movie. It's just not. There's nothing new
about
it.
There's no depth to it. There's no story to it.
Okay, so I'm going to throw we each throw a movie out there that's different, right? That a lot of people haven't seen. Like you guys haven't seen Arlington Road, and our listeners can go and listen to all of them. And then what we can do is we can get an idea of like what people like as far as recommendations from all three of us, and then we'll do like a weekly recommendation like that.
Well, I recommend Ex Machina.
I highly recommend that. Stay on the sci-fi movies if possible, but
that's cool. No, stay on that. Let's hear it. What do you think?
What else is there?
For sci-fi, that's
I'm
out
waiting
right
on
now.
Star Wars.
No. What's a good recommendation of a movie?
I'm like saving all my movie time.
What was
the one
you said
that
I'm
going
to watch? I'm actually really interested to watch it now. Is the one with Jim Carrey.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay, so we'll give you that one. That's yours.
Okay.
You have Ex Machina.
Yeah, that's a new movie, Ex Machina.
And I have Arlington Road. So you guys, if you guys never watched those three movies, you guys watch those movies, you guys give us feedback on who's more of a movie buff and knows good
I got movies. A movie. I got a movie that, and here's the other thing. I like movies with good dialogue. If a movie doesn't have good dialogue, it can
like
be,
Swingers.
It can be entertaining, but dude, I need to see
dialogue.
Good. I'll tell you right now, dude. An old movie, 12 Angry Men, excellent dialogue, but here's a movie that's not as old that we've all definitely seen because we were in sales. Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
Of course,
right.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. If you're in sales, we'll give you the biggest hard on of your life.
Coffee down.
Yeah, coffee is for closers.
I have the T-shirt. Bro.
There it is.
You see my watch? My watch is worth more than your car. Yeah. That movie's crazy.
Oh God, we should save an episode just for
Reservoir Dogs. That's another one with great dialogue.
Great dialogue.
Yeah, dude, yeah. You guys are missing some of the best ones. Best monologue ever in a movie. Okay, my two favorite.
Go
ever.
For it.
Few Good Men.
Great, of course.
When,
that's good.
Yes, when that's when good. Jack goes off in the courtroom is
you can't handle the truth.
Oh, and it's like a 3 minute monologue, bro.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. Oh, I like Usual Suspects when. You know, he's coming out as Kaiser Soze and he's reading another all
great,
this shit off the wall.
Great monologue. Another great one. Kevin awesome. Spacey's one of my favorite actors. So another great monologue right there. Another great one is Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino, when he goes off good. In the courtroom at the end also.
That's good. Yeah.
Those, yeah, I love money. Anytime an actor goes off for like 3-4 minutes and like you get sucked into it. To me, that's just badass.
I also talent. Like it when they give the short, like just like a line or two. That just hate, like the Godfather's full of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's like, never, you know, never, what do you say? Never something against the family or never agree with something. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, these short lines in the movies that just make you go, holy shit.
Yeah, that end up caring for generations. People say those one liners forever. Yeah. Swingers was a great analogy.
Swingers
that.
Was fucking
They say all kinds
brilliant.
Of great
It's just the greatest banter like you could come up with.
If you want to watch a movie with your buddies, that's the one that you watch.
That's the one. Because everybody can relate to one of those guys. Yeah. You know? If you're going through a breakup, I highly suggest that movie. Don't be a bitch. Don't be Mikey.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Don't be Mikey.
I think we actually have to start another episode, right?
I think so. Doug, we've bullshitted for a long time now. We've
verbal diarrhea. Yeah.
Welcome to Mind Pump.
This is the episode about nothing.
Was I supposed to record that?
I'm glad you didn't.
All right. Well, tune in next time where we actually talk about fitness.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.